You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Good afternoon and welcome to Event Talk, a show for event and meeting planners brought to you by EventInterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company. And this is Eric Dye. Today we are with Terry Adams, President and CEO of the Cherry Creek Arts Festival in Denver, Colorado. Terry Adams brings many years of experience to his position as the President and CEO of the Cherry Creek Arts Festival. Following graduation from the University of Arizona with a degree in accounting, he dedicated 15 years to the Up With People organization. During his years with the organization, he provided 6 years of full-time service, traveling with the international performing groups and working in all aspects of cast management. Adams then moved into the corporate headquarters where he became the director of special events. This position allowed Terry the opportunity to manage several national and international events, including Super Bowl 25, the pregame show in Tampa, Florida, World League of American Football opening ceremonies in Frankfurt, Germany, World Ice Hockey Championships in Stockholm, Sweden, and Super Bowl 24 corporate pregame gala in New Orleans, Louisiana. Following that assignment, Adams became a cast director, overseeing all aspects of successful management of a full touring cast. Terry, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Event Talk here on EPN.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Privilege certainly is ours as well. So, Terry, tell us a little bit about the Cherry Creek Arts Festival.
You bet. We are a three-day event held every year during the 4th of July weekend here in Denver, Colorado. The event is hosted in Cherry Creek North, which is an upscale boutique shopping district in the Cherry Creek section of Denver, and we closed down 24 city blocks to produce an event featuring the visual, culinary, and performing arts. First and foremost, we are a visual arts event featuring 250 of the nation's finest visual artists exhibiting their work in 14 different art mediums, everything from drawing to ceramics, fiber, glasswork, metal, painting, photography, sculpture, woodwork, and many more. We try to provide a little bit of everything for our audience. These 250 artists are juried into the show by a panel of 5 judges, and the application pool each year exceeds about 2,000 applicants. So we're picking 250 of those to exhibit their work for 3 days on the streets of Cherry Creek. In addition to that, we've got a couple stages of live music offering entertainment throughout the weekend to our audience, and a significant amount of culinary arts presentations as well, with a full city block of upscale restaurants and a full culinary demonstration kitchen, allowing our guests the opportunity to see performances and presentations of live chef cooking demos. So collectively, it's a celebration of the visual, performing, and culinary arts, 3 days outdoor, 4th of July weekend, all of this for about 350,000 attendees.
Wow, that certainly is impressive. Now, starting the planning process of a festival, what are the key items one must consider right from the start?
Well, I think it's important to identify all of the moving parts with an event. You know, I think every event is very unique. I would say it's kind of like a snowflake. There's probably not an event that has similar DNA, but for an event producer to identify what are all the moving parts connected to the event that I'm producing. And I think once you've identified that, you can create a well-defined plan for each of those particular areas. Once that plan is in place, I think obviously you need to budget so that you can implement all of the pieces, and once that budget is in place, then implementing the plan and staying within the financial model of the event is really important. And I should mention that I think first and foremost, the financial model of an event should be a priority. What are the funding sources? Can we consistently count on those? And then once we know what those are, how much resource does that give us then to implement the plan?
The Cherry Creek Arts Festival is in its 24th year. How do you keep a festival like this fresh?
Yeah, you know, that's probably one of the first questions I get asked every year. You know, when I get a call from the media in advance of the event, the very first question I get asked is, what's new and different? And I think that's something we have to continually focus a lot of attention on. We do that by making sure that we continue to be innovative and creative, that we're on the cutting edge of what's happening in our industry. I think that alone will keep an audience experiencing fresh perspective each and every year they come back to the festival. There are a lot of trends in our industry, in the visual arts industry, as well as the festival outdoor event industry. I think it's real important to keep up on those trends, stay either with or a little bit ahead of the curve in terms of what's happening with technology, what's happening with the trends in the industry and people's expectations of what they're going to experience when they attend an outdoor event. Innovative, creative, cutting edge. I think those are key components to keeping your event fresh.
In promoting a festival, is there anything different than you do from other events promoting this arts festival?
Yeah, you know, I think a really important piece to promoting your event is the media relationships that are in place. We are very fortunate to have significant relationships with a broadcast TV network, the local newspaper, a local radio station conglomerate of four radio stations, and then we've got a full print magazine relationship, as well as some connections to some of the cable networking that's available to us now as well. Those are very important relationships to us, one, in helping us promote the event, two, in ensuring that our sponsors are getting the recognition that they're hoping to get through the event as well. So those media relationships are really what help us tell our story and promote our event. We're very unique in the fact that we're a three-day event in July. So our window for promoting the event is pretty small. We basically are in front of people June 1 to July 1 in telling our story, making sure people are confirmed with what the actual dates are, and introducing some of those new and creative pieces that will encourage people to come back. So all of those media relationships, having those in place, I think is crucial, and then utilizing those to maximize the messaging and making sure people are aware of what you're doing, when you're doing it, and why they should be a part of it.
Today we are with Terry Adams, President and CEO of the Cherry Creek Arts Festival in Denver, Colorado, here on Event Talk, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Terry, as a festival is in full swing, what are some of the most important items a planner must be aware of in this situation?
Well, for us, again, we are first and foremost a visual arts event. These artists are showcasing and exhibiting their work, each of them in a 10x10 booth. They are selling their work. They pay us a fee to be here to sell their work to our audience. So I think the number one priority for us would be those artists and their success in selling their work. That's what makes our show competitive. It's what makes our show one of the highly recognized events that it is nationally. So first, I think it's the artists and their ability to have success. Number two, I would say our sponsor relationships and confirming that we can help them meet and exceed their marketing and communication objectives. Those sponsorships are supporting us financially, and it's important for us to make sure that they are reaching their goals so that they will continue to be a part of what we're doing. And then finally, I think a part of that equation, too, is our patrons' experience. That they've got an entertaining, you know, 3 to 5 hour visit with us, that they're stimulated in all three areas, the visual, performing, and culinary arts. And then in conjunction with that, I think their safety in a large event like this with so many people attending, We've got to focus a lot of attention on making sure that they are safe and that their experience is a positive one. So really three tiers of us focusing on these components, the artists, the sponsors, and the patrons.
And what metrics do you use to define if your festival was successful or not?
We will, first and foremost, look at the artist sales. Again, that being the foundation of what we're doing, we want to make sure the artists are having successful sales. That will be probably the number one metric of measurement for us. Number two, because we are a business entity, we are a nonprofit organization, but at the same time, we need to operate like a business. So we will look at our numbers, our retail sales numbers, our sponsorship sales numbers, ensuring that we are meeting the financial commitment that the organization has, allowing us to then implement a successful event. So really those two components of numbers being the artist sales, our on-site retail sales, and then, of course, as always, the patron experience is a big metric that we would measure, ensuring that people had a good time because we want them to be back the following year and tell their friends and co-workers and whoever else they might come in contact with that our event is one they don't want to miss.
Definitely. In closing, what are your top three tips for planners who want to produce a successful festival?
Top three tips. You know, one of the things I always refer to are what I call the three P's, and that is planning, people, and your product. I think it's really important to have a good plan in place first. And we were very fortunate to have a lot of success early on in the first years of the Cherry Creek Arts Festival. I give a lot of credit to the founder of our event, Bill Charney, because he took 2 years to plan the event before he launched year one. And I think that's really important. Other event producers are often anxious to dive in and get their plan going and get it implemented. And sometimes if it's not a good plan in place, then that's difficult to implement. So I think a very good solid plan that has been thought out, a good financial model connected to it. And then number two, people. I think you got to have the right people in place to help you execute that plan, whether that be your immediate staff. Most events have small staffs, but ensuring that you've got the right people in place with employees and or volunteers that can help you execute that plan. And then finally, the product. You've got to have a good product, something that people want, that people are likely to enjoy, and one that they will support. So the three P's, I think, are a very important part of that experience: planning, people, and a great product.
Very helpful information. Certainly appreciate those tips. If you would, share with our listeners where they can get more information online about Cherry Creek Arts Festival and be in potential contact as well.
You bet. We've got a great website, cherryarts.org. There's another option for people to take a look at some of the artwork that is available through our artist set, and that site is cherryartshop.org. And we can be reached by telephone at 303-355-2787. And more than happy to continue to tell our story to anyone that might be interested.
Well, certainly appreciate you taking the time to be with us here today on Event Talk.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're very welcome. And we've been speaking with Terry Adams, President and CEO of the Cherry Creek Arts Festival in Denver, Colorado. On the next episode of Event Talk, we will be with Brennan Evans, Managing Director at Well and Being at Willow Stream Spa Fairmont, Scottsdale, Princess, about trends and healthy meetings. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Event Talk, a show for event and meeting planners, brought to you by eventinterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company. And this has been Eric Dye. This show is supported by EventInterface.com, event management and attendee engagement software. Forget registration transaction fees. Start managing registrations and attendees today for a low monthly fee. Sign up at EventInterface.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.